we do a little thing. I don't know. We're testing something. Don't worry about it. Just act normal. This isn't a show. Matter of fact, let's get rid of all the expectations. Let's just knock off the fanfare. My voice is, I really shouldn't be doing two-a-days. So, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. And yet, here we are. I just feel like there's so much steel toe. And we're never going to get through it if we don't get through it. Do you know what I mean? I know there's a lot of people who don't like the steel toe. I know there's a lot of people who do like the steel toe. Some people are like, steel toe suck. Some people are like, you suck unless you're doing steel toe. So. That's awful. But, you know, them's the breaks. That's life. I'm excited. I got the first samples of the Hackamania stickers in today. Oh, boy. So we're going to have a lot of stickers for everybody. I mean, what event doesn't have stickers? And so get your Hackamania stickers. I changed them from this, so they're not even going to be like this. They're going to be a little different. You'll love them. You're going to love the way the stickers look. Everybody gets stickers. We're working on some other perks, especially for the VIP peeps. But probably not. You know, probably not. Probably just apples. You know, if Tiff even shows. So probably just apples. This show's executive producer, because we got to get through him. Jesus Christ. Shane M. 1980. Couldn't do it without him. He's been around quite a while. Always Shane-ing it up around here and all the ships at sea. This has been updated with Sharon C. and KB, but it might not have synced over to this machine yet. It did not. It did not. So that'll be updated. Anyway, KB. Jason Bentley says autograph posters. Yeah, posters coming in soon. All that stuff's starting to come in. So, you know, it's getting down to it. And signage, merch, all that stuff. Is rolling in. Shane M. 1980 says I didn't agree to any of this. Huh. Fuck. A fuck. I didn't know. I tuned out. I don't even know what's going on at MLC. I tuned out pretty early. Chad's pretending to have a sex tape and you're all buying it. Is that what's going on? Chad doesn't have sex. So I doubt there's a tape. You know? Is it CGI? I mean, you know what there is a tape of? There's traffic cam footage of him riding a bike to a movie theater by himself. That's a tape. If you told me you had of Chad, I'd believe you. If you told me you had security cam footage of Chad shoving a bottle of vodka down his pants, I'd believe you. These are the tapes Chad has. Chad doesn't have sex tapes. I mean, that's insane. So, get over it and treat yourself. Anonymous says, fuck steel toe. Let's hear about Kate Meany. I'm not after Kate Meany. This bitch won't stop popping up, you know, and sticking her butt out for a dude's dicks. Mason in Portland, aka Portland Shane Gillis. Good to see PCL be smart, unlike TSN, and take advantage of super tips. That's not confirmed. We don't know about that. We have talked to them, but we don't know about that. There's no confirmation of that. This is a rumor. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, and the reason for this show, what we're testing here today, full integration of super chats and super tips so that I don't have to keep switching back to another panel, even though I do because it doesn't do memberships yet. But now from the super tip panel, I can put up super chats. And of course, we're not going to make them look as good as super tips. So this is the first one ever. It's Smokey the Spurg. The first ever super chat being displayed live on a super tip system. This is a big moment, guys. $1.99, Ozempic Pat. I mean, wow, we really commemorated this. We really, really, really commemorated this. So that's how we're going to make them look. We're going to give all of them a white background if they're super chats. Gay, gay, gay. You want it full color? You better super tip, baby. The color will change. Like if it was a $10 one, that would be yellow instead of blue. But this is where... But I love that it's Ozempic Pat. Ozempic Pat. I don't have to... Talk to another person, man, about that. You know, I would never even bring that to my doctor. Those commercials don't get to me. Ask your doctor. Also, the avatar is low res. What a piece of shit. Moody's a piece of shit. Moody's a real piece of shit. And it does do super stickers too, but it handles in the same way. Moody, is there any way to pull that image and really display the super sticker? That'd be great. That'd be great. And it doesn't pull the super chats as fast. So, like, that one hasn't showed up yet. Keels. But anyway, that's going to be good. It'll just be nice to, like, see shit pop up. Kim Nicholson says, what's the goal today? I forgot. We're doing a square-a-thon. We got to raise $700 for these squares. It's a square-a-thon. I'll do anything. I'll do anything. I'll suck dicks. I'll stab people. I'll fuck angels in the desert. Whatever it takes. You tell me it's a square-a-thon. It's a square-a-thon. This whole show is low res. Wow. Wow. I've never been called. That's actually a pretty good insult. Somebody like, you're kind of like a low res comic. And just let that sit, you know? It's like asking a girl if everybody in her family has eyes that aren't quite even. She'll never be right again. You say that to a woman and walk away. She'll never be right again. You fuck Chris Angels. Shut up. You know? Shut up. Shane M. 1980 says, the consistent schedule is my favorite thing about NLO. Hey, man, you know, if you want consistent, go listen to Bubba the Love Stern. Okay? I'm an unhinged goof who broadcasts from over there in my house. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear it. This is what you came for. And you know it. You know it. So, fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, that's half a square. We're halfway there. Oh, living on a square. Super sticker. Thank you, Bentley. Anybody with an Atlanta Braves logo is Bentley. Thanks, Bentley. Thanks, Bentley. This is the only... Is Chris Angel still hot? He looks like a lesbian. Are you kidding? Go to my channel and look for the video called The Downfall of Criss Angel. Jesus Christ. He looks rough. And he opened up like a really shitty pizza place here. It's all bad. It's a bad story. And I wouldn't wish it on my neighbor's kids. So that's where I'm at. What's somebody calling? Give me the skinny on Chad's porno tape. I don't know if Bedabbler's listening. We were kind of texting, but I still don't know what's going on. I can't be watching MLC. It's so, you know, I can't watch Felicia pretend to be a person. Ugh. Zin's producer says Criss Angel was never hot. That's not true. That's not true. A lot of girls down at the Hot Topic used to flick their bean to Criss Angel. So this is true, true, true. Oh, God. Chad doesn't have a porno. I mean, really, seriously, like, when do you think Chad had sex last? Stop. Stop. Chad can't, like... Chad doesn't have a video of him doing well at comedy. You think he has a video of him doing well at sex? Get out of town. So this is a fantasy. I don't even know what's going on. We'll take your calls. 323-825-4990. But I don't believe it. I don't believe Chad had sex or tape. Sorry. Imagine his little pud in a porn. Imagine his pud in a porn. Ugh, God, it's shaped like a road cone. Except for all the jutting knobs. You know, because of the... because of the HPV warts. Okay, can we... Could we focus? Oh boy, here comes Nat Klo with a banger. I don't want to organize anything else. You guys organize your own stuff. That's Weinstein and Stolen Joke Milton. I don't even remember what I just said, Kafer. That's how high I am, dog. You think you're going to hold me responsible for a joke I can't remember telling? Fuck you, dude. You got nothing on me, bro. I don't even remember what I just said. Oh, he doesn't even have sex. You think he has... He doesn't have a tape of him doing well on stage. You think he have a tape of... That's not a stolen joke. I just made that up in my head. I made that joke up. I mean, look, somebody else might have done it, but I didn't steal it. I mean, do you think he has a tape of him fucking? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Kafer says, nope. I don't know what's going on, man, but I'm not into it, and I don't like the cut of your jib, of your tude, the way it works. Patrick, have you ever been to Hell's Kitchen's restaurants in Vegas? If so, they are overrated. Are they overrated? Off topic. I have not. I do want to go. I mean, there's one out in front of Caesars. I just want to try that. You know, what's that thing they make that all the chefs fuck up? The beef? The London broil? What is it called? Fuck, I can't remember shit. I'm so fucked, man. I'm so fucked. What's that thing? Fuck, I'll never think of what it's called now. You know what I'm talking about. The Chateaubriand. No, the Beef Wellington. Thank you. The Beef Wellington. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I want to try that. I want to get the risotto. I want the Wellington. And I want an ice cream sundae. And I want the whole kitchen to come. You know, sing to me and stuff. That'd be very, very cute. Hello. Fuck. We blew it. That was my Nana. And that was our chance. I have not been. I cannot recommend. You know. I'm trying to go through all the steakhouses, but, you know, new ones open up faster than... You know, I don't want to go out every week to a steakhouse. That gets a little old. I try to do every month or two. I'll go to a nice steak dinner. Well, I got reservations at Oscars coming up. I've never been to Oscars. Not Oscars. Sorry, not Oscars. Why did I say Oscars? Golden Steer. Golden Steer. You gotta, it's like 5 months out, you gotta get reservations. It's banana cream puffs. So yeah. But I don't really like Asian, I do. Like, I love Din Tai Fung. I went to a Thai place Saturday downtown called Le Thai. L-E-T-H-A-I. Le Thai. Underwhelming, to say the least. Not my favorite. I'll just tell you that. It's a fact. It's a fact. LP, you can't tell, but low-res pic is me in a bikini. Oh. Who's LP? Lick Pussy. Lover Planet. Liver Pate. Lumpy Pectoral. Hello.
Hey, Patrick, I got a question about Hackamania.
I got an answer. Let's see if they match.
All right. Do you have any of the local, like the Caspers and the Summer St. Clairs? Do you have a list of who's going to be doing that that stand-up show?
No, we're going to have sign-up for that, hopefully open by the end of the week.
And do you think we'll any see... of them will actually, do you think any of them would actually, any of the people you've ever talked about actually would
That's the thing I want to make. I'm committing $500 to the prize pool. I'd love to make it like $1,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like to get them out, you know. These motherfuckers love to be on stage. They'll get a right. full audience, and they love money. So I imagine if they have any balls whatsoever, they'll be rolling on out.
Well, and plus the streaming. I mean, when have they ever performed in front of a crowd that large
right.
with like any type of financial incentive? Like what is, you know, open mics was like what, a beer or something, right?
Imagine Earl Skakel oh. critiquing your set. Imagine Ray oh. DeVito critiquing your set.
That might take him right out of the business, man. All right, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. And that reminds me, you can get your tickets for Hackamania at hackamania.com. Promo code NLO. We are 31 days away. That's unreal. That's unreal. This all started as a dream and a squeeze. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be good. We'll see you there, I hope. And I talked to Joey C., by the way. And that video was an old video. It was before we even really had a deal worked out with Joey C to come. And somebody's just recirculating it. I don't know what this Johnny Cush's deal is. I don't know you, dude. And I've never tried to get your channel struck. I don't know who you are. So that's such a bunch of horse shit. So I don't know if you're like doing a work or whatever, but if you're a comic, we'd love to have you out at Hackamania. It's your chance to win at least $500. And, you know, we'll see what everybody's got. I hope we get Angie Crumbs. You know, I hope we get Casper. I hope we get Lex Las Vegas. Fuck, do you guys know Lex Las Vegas? Do you guys even know Lex Las Vegas? I don't think you'd have the pleasure. Real quick, can we do this? Fuck you. broke hokey. Never told a joke. Failure. Okay, just kidding. Lex Las Vegas. I mean, this is just one of the sadder men you'll ever see in your life. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. Did you see that it came out that Kate Meaney had sex with Jeremy Piven today on MLC?
No.
So, and the reason why nobody guessed it is because Ray knew who it was. But Ray was telling everyone that he's an Academy Award winner, a multi-Academy Award winner. So everybody thought it was somebody else. So Ray's so retarded, he thinks that Jeremy Piven has won multiple Academy Awards for Best Actor.
I mean,
so I just thought that was
Jeremy Piven point. Would be nothing for her. She's had penises the size of Jeremy Piven up in that ass.
Oh, no. Don't you talk about my girl.
My girl? I do. I want to find out who this boyfriend is. I want to know who this fucking loser is. Dating this, I mean, where does she get? She's clearly like bowing up. She has all this confidence out of nowhere now again, you know. Hit the like button, by the way, huh? Because she's got a man, so she's being taken care of. She feels safe. Again, these women only feel safe when they have somebody to run and hide behind when she gets too dodgy outside. So she's feeling confident and safe and sticking her head out again and started tweeting again. I mean, after a couple months of just shutting the fuck up, her mom privating everything, her privating everything. It's like, you don't get to decide. Again, you dumb bitches, you don't get to decide when you're private and when you're not. You know, like you're going on interviews and appearing in videos and telling, you know, giving out treasure maps of your asshole's varicose veins. You know, to try to captivate and stir up emotion in your audience. And meanwhile, if someone doesn't like it, they're not allowed to talk about it. And then you're a private person and you're going to sue. Hey, you ain't going to sue. We both know you ain't going to sue. Shut up. Shut up. Go get your stupid mom and tell her she's not going to sue. You guys are dumber than fucks. We're going to sue. Are you, you dumb 24-year-old idiot? Are ya? We're gonna sue. You ain't. What is on my hat? The point is, you ain't. And, you know, stop wasting your mother's money, you whore. You table waiting crack whore. You know where we can get some coke? I don't know, probably your cleavage, your nostrils. Why don't we set up a mine? We're getting a call. Hello, you're on. Nobody likes on you.
Hello, Patrick. It's April. I'm trying to get out of. I'm trying to get out of the basement of Jake's house. Help me. Ugh.
Do you think these people practice these things? They're like, that'll do. Lex Las Vegas. Can I just... I know people are just hungry for a palate cleanser of a man. Oh, bless his heart. He's up to 92 subscribers. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's really kind of stopped putting stuff out on YouTube. But I still think people should get to know him. Do you want to see him making fun of me? This is pretty good. He shot a sketch making fun of me, and I got wrecked. Check it. He's got an onion... A slice of onion on his hat, because I'm an onion. And this is Summer Sinclair, who we've allegedly bullied on this show, and now she's waiting for me outside. Again, all these nerds got together and made this to make themselves feel better. Watch this.
Remember me?
Remember me? Ah, Remember me? Remember me? Sorry about the sound mixing.
Remember me?
Oh my God, and now all the open micers we've made fun of are around laughing at me while I'm knocked out on the ground. Fuck!
Right here.
You don't mess with Brooklyn.
You don't mess with Brooklyn. You don't mess with Brooklyn.
You got knocked the fuck out!
Messed around, found out. Whatever this thing is that these losers all have, they think it, and then they feel like it happened, and then they, like, all high-five about it happening. And I bet when they tell the story, they're like, remember that time Melton came down to the open mic, and we all jumped him, and he fucked around and found out, and we all laughed and stomped him? It's like, you guys know that didn't happen, right? Nobody fucked around and nobody found out anything. We found out you guys don't know how to make videos. We found out nobody can edit or do sound. We found out nobody can act. Remember me? Remember me? See you every Wednesday at Chonklas Tacos and Wings. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. So that's how Lex got back when we started reviewing his comedy. Because Lex does this thing. For people who don't know, Lex's main thing is a recurring video that he does around town called The Spotlight with Lex Las Vegas. Hey, everybody, you're watching another episode of The Spotlight with Lex Las Vegas. On this episode of The Spotlight, we're talking to Angie Crum. Yo, Angie, how did you get started doing comedy? I used to love George Carlin. Fantastic. Where can people see you do comedy? I'm every Thursday at Chonklas. All right, terrific. Thank you. This has been The Spotlight with Angie Crum. That's every episode. And I can prove it. I can prove it. Let's go. Scroll, 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 scroll. Videos? Scroll, scroll, scroll. Let's find an early episode. Hold on. Uncut Gems Explained, the movie review? Holy shit. Is this too soon for a spoiler?
All right. Uncut Gems Explained. Spoilers coming, so watch.
So get ready for this. This is all it is. Yo. Whatever, man. Yo. Dude. Let me tell you real quick. Let me get at you about something real quick. I won't be harassed by people like Giroux saying move on. We never... my people said move on when I started covering Steel Toe. So, you know, we do what I want. Thank you. All right, how do I... Yo. Yo. Real quick, let me just say this.
Shout. All right, here's how it goes. A lot of people have been asking for an explanation.
A lot of people have been saying we should go full screen. A lot of people.
What the movie's about. I really didn't think the concept was bad. The concept was actually good because the concept is about a uncut gem, a stone that when possessed by an athlete and allows him to perform at an extremely high level. And then at the same time, you could have an individual that knows about this betting on that for profit. That's actually good. There could have been a lot that was developed around.
he thinks the movie is about a magic stone that helps athletes play better. Is there anyone who would describe Uncut Gems as that? Is there anyone who would describe that movie as that? It's about a stone that helps athletes play better. And then a dude finds out about that and makes bets on it. No one's ever described that movie that way. That, first of all, the dude who's finding out and making bets is the one who gave him the stone. So, like, you think the stone is really magic. You think the stone is really... It's a movie about a carpet that flies guys around. And one of the guys who flies on its name is Aladdin. Hello?
Hi, is this Loria?
Yeah.
Hi, I saw on your, this is Cooper from Domino's, by the way. I saw on your delivery instructions you wanted us to call you before leaving.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Like, you don't want the order?
Yeah, just throw it away.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Can you imagine? Yo, real quick, though.
Found that. I don't think that Adam Sandler's inclination to be sports gambling was really expressed in the movie prior to the emergence of the stone and KG. So it was unclear how much he was gambling. It was clear that he was like robbing Peter to pay Paul all over town with everything he was doing. And that he was just, you know... pathological liar, just lying all the time. So, I mean, they just didn't really develop that aspect. And there was other things that were in the...
This is, by the way, not a fake background. This is like a steel toe banner situation. This is a real beach banner behind him. Like, what in the fuck?
In the movie that, you know, like... he got a colonoscopy, and at some point he got the results back. But that was kind of like not important because he's gambling so much. And that was interesting, but it could have been used in a way to have more impact. Also, I didn't like the fact that there was a lot of things that I...
Imagine a guy with this voice critiquing your script. Imagine a guy with this voice and vocabulary... telling you, I thought you could have made it more interesting.
Felt was just straight unrealistic. And maybe it's that I know gambling, but the reality is that the bet that he placed was a ridiculous bet. Having the girlfriend that's hooking up with the weekend put that bet in and trusting her was ridiculous. Also, Kevin Garnett not being allowed at an auction for this amazing stone, him not being allowed permission by his financial advisor to pay another, what, 10 G's? He's at 190. He can't go to 200K for what he wants. Somebody tells KG he can't spend another 10 G's on what he wants. I don't even believe that.
I don't even believe that, dude. He's not even real. He's not even real. The Weeknd isn't. Yeah, the chick, like, The Weeknd, like, tries to bang the chick. Hold on. Let's find a spotlight. Yo, you watching the spotlight?
With the spotlight on Glassblower Jason Harris. Yo, Jason, what's going on, bro?
Right on, man. Aloha. Thanks for checking me out today. Thanks for spending some time.
Yo, aloha, dude.
I can send the booth with us, man.
It's bro, the stuff.
By the way, this is the most quiet I've ever heard the background during one of the spotlights. Usually there's music and a comedy show and people talking.
What you got here is amazing. We're going to have to make sure that I do a second video just showcasing all the art that you have here because it's just... Words aren't going to do it justice. That's just a fact. But let's get into it with you. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Miami, Florida, bro. Ended up out in Eugene, Oregon for the University of Oregon. And
nice.
Fell in love with the Bob Snodgrass and his family. And lo and behold,
nice.
Here I am 30 years later. Stand on the same floor. This is my over 60 champ shows under my belt now.
60 champ shows?
Over 60.
Whoa, 60 champ shows? What's a champ show?
I was at the first one, and here we are 2022 with the first one in the winter 2022. So long, hard road, brother.
So what inspired you to get into blowing glass?
The ones with comics are better. Glass blower, this is wild. I want a comic. Yo, where can people see you? And they're always like, all the open mics.
Les Las Vegas here with the spotlight. A comedian, Andrea Vicuna.
Hello. Hola.
And again, I know he does this just to try to get laid. They're 2.5 minutes long. By the way, this guy got mad and turned on me when I made fun of these. Because he's been doing them for years. They get 30 views on every platform, 2 likes. Really embarrassing shit. And he started like getting mad at me, and I was like, "Why are you mad? You put no prep into it. You don't try at all." I said it's dumb and it doesn't get any traction. But that shouldn't upset you. You don't try. You put zero effort in. Why would it? And he got so mad. He got so fucking mad about it.
Going on. You did a great job tonight. You're in the mix here at Mexican. This is our Wednesday comedy show. You got a great recommendation from one of our local favorites. So you came here and blessed the stage tonight. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me. It's such a fun show. Yeah.
So let's get into it with you in the spotlight here. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Madrid, Spain.
Spain!
Whoa!
Little did you know that I'm half Spanish and so is Trez. I'm from Galicia. He's from País Vasco.
That's crazy. My dad is from País Vasco.
See, so there you go. It's a father affair out here.
It's a father affair.
We're in the mix. We're in the mix. Los Padres. Look, we don't normally get to have a Spanish reunion here at Mexican, so we're excited about it. But this is the way the interview goes. The next question for you is, what inspired you to get into comedy?
Well, I would tell people about my experiences in America, and they would always laugh and be like, this is something you have to be telling people. So I just started doing
it. I used to tell people about my experiences in America, and they used to always laugh and say, this is you got to be telling people? So I did.
Stand up in LA, I loved it, and I think laughs is the best present you can get. So.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Laughs is the best present you can get. Hell yeah, that's what's up. Hell yeah. Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Aaron?
He's not here.
This is Keith with Domino's. I got a delivery of 2 liters of Coke. And the address that was left is 620.
Whoa, we don't do that here.
How long have you been performing?
Well, did before the pandemic for like 2 years, stopped because of the freaking Zoom shows, and then back now for like 2 years and a half, yeah.
He definitely just wants to fuck. Nice. He's not even listening.
Together, like 2.5 years?
Yeah. No, 5.
5 years altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And how long since you've moved here from Madrid?
I moved it 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
That's crazy. That's a number.
Yeah, you speak.
You speak fantastic.
Like,
fantastic.
I keep speaking like this because I'm stubborn and I keep my Spaniard roots, but no.
I respect that because you got to stick with that. You know, my abuelita would love that 100%. That's the way it is. And what do you have up?
And yo, look, if you're looking to stick your chin on some balls later, check out my YouTube.
Coming to shout out. Let them know what you got coming.
Well, I have some shows in La Jolla, in Greensboro. I have in different towns, so I'm very excited about that.
I have some shows coming up in different towns, guys. Fuck yeah. I am excited about that. I have some shows coming up in different towns. Well, we'll all be on the lookout, man.
And then I also write, direct, so I'm also doing comedy content. So
she writes and directs. And also, I'm a barista. You know, this is like Chad.
Sweet.
See me on the social medias.
We won't.
And that leads right into my last question. What's your social media? How do they follow you? If they want to book or follow you, see what you got going on, let them know.
We're not going to even get into that. The point is he sucks. He's bad. He's not a good guy. He's bad. He's not a nice guy. He's bad. He's not a nice man. He's bad. Can we watch Steel Toe? Obviously, I would love to watch Steel Toe. Thanks to Citizen M for grabbing the members-only program for us. We love that. This is going to be the old-school intro, which a lot of the old radio fans are digging. You know? Sweaty Tryhard, thank you for the memberships. And smash the unlike button. Says nobody likes Fearless. And the real John Doe, here we are a year later. Thank you for that. The tax is theft. Okay. So a lot of weird stuff there. And let's get into it.
In order to shame its inadequacy,
I can't sit through this.
It's necessary to act outside.
I can't sit through that again.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome.
Now, this one's better because he's alone, so he runs his mouth a lot more. We always learn a lot more from solo Aaron. And bonk.
Do the Steel Toe Evening Show. I'm Aaron. We've got a new setup. I don't know if you saw it on, what was it, Thursday or Friday?
Fuck yeah. We're excited about it, dude. He's got an Amazon Alexa to his right. I'm in the way of it. He's got an Amazon Alexa right here. It's too, I think it's cropped a little.
Friday. We went to solo screen. It had to be Wednesday. No, it's got to be your bowl. Thursday, because we were off Friday. We got a lot of things to tell you about, man. I think the members only show is going to be catching up on shit.
It's going to be lit, dude. It's going to be lit. The members only show is going to be talking about the show. And then tomorrow morning with Johnny, we'll talk more about the show.
I actually talked to a longtime fan yesterday. And a longtime fan of the show.
Listen to this right out of the gate. And cheers to whoever this hero is that fucked with his head this bad. This bad you got in this guy's head. Look at this.
They really had some interesting things to say. They said, and we'll talk about the draft and all that. But they were saying, Jeremy says the camera quality is all washed out and blurry. Well, that's not good. We'll have to work on that. Is it bad? If the camera quality is bad, I apologize. We can work on that. Matt and I set this up today. Matt and I just set this whole thing up today so we can fix anything that's wrong. But we've gone.
There'll be no problems tomorrow on the Johnny Show.
Full screen, which a lot of people have been asking for.
We've gone full screen, which a lot of people have been asking for. Who cares?
Yeah, people are saying it's bad, it's bearable. Well, good. I'm glad we've got an hour to fix it. You look whiter than usual. That's just me. I can't accept that as valid criticism. I'm just a white guy. I don't know.
Focus. You're on. Guys, nobody can do a pro show like this.
Look, sound. Tonight can kind of be for your guys' feedback. Because what happened was, let's try to keep my thoughts organized here. Because I've been off the air since Thursday. Let's try to keep my thoughts a little organized. So,
please.
Wednesday, I was talking to a longtime fan of the show yesterday. And they were telling me, they were like, yeah, it. you know, it seems like you've lost a lot of the balls of what made the radio show really good.
Wow. No shit.
Which was a lot of the inside show stuff, the drama, the this and that. And they were comparing it to Bubba the Love Sponge's thing he's been having going on with, like, the embezzlement from an employee of his and firing one of his female employees. And they were comparing it to that. And they're like, Steel Toe was on that level. Why isn't it on?
Steel Toe used to be on Bubba the Love Sponge's level. It didn't. And by the way, who was this, Zen Rhino?
It's like you don't do as much of that. And I guess that sounds valid, you know? And I guess I think some of it came from having my wife on the show. And when you have your wife on the show, you want to protect your privacy a little bit because people know who she is.
No, you cuck out. When you want to have your wife on the show, you end up cucking out and constantly trying to please both your audience and your wife. You got cucked out, bitch.
Women on the internet, it's a lot tougher, and
it's so much tougher for women on the internet. He really has convinced himself the internet is... He talks like it's the 90s, and he just got a modem. The internet is a toxic place we try not to go too often. It's like, what? You're always on the internet, nerd. You're always on the internet.
You know, now, this is not, and she's going to accuse me now of talking shit about her. I'm not. This is not me talking shit about her. I think it's just an inevitability. When you work with your wife, you soften yourself a little bit.
No shit, chat check. Again, we told him all this.
You know, you soften because I don't, like, I would jump face first into these beefs. I really would. Like, I would jump. And if my lost interest is here, feel free to clip this. I would jump.
Normal rules?
I would love to do tete-a-tete, tit-for-tat with, like, I loved working with Chad.
You said he was, you told your whole audience Chad was mentally ill, dangerous, you'd made a horrible mistake, you washed your hands of him twice on air with a big pantomime motion. And you told everybody he was mentally ill and dangerous and that you had to stay away. And then you begged to have him back when your ratings went down. Don't try to rewrite history, motherfucker. We all remember it. You made fun of him. He asked, he begged you to leave him alone like a little fag. You laughed at him. And then when he fought back and got too personal with your ex-wife, and all her shit, it got real, real, real fast. And you guys ran. Do you not remember this? Huh. And now you're like, I loved going back and forth with Chad. No, you're Kate Meany. And you must have a new boyfriend to run hide behind.
I really did. And I kind of saw it that way because this is all bullshit podcasting anyway. I liked working with Chad.
Again, do we all not remember him telling everybody he was dangerous and mentally ill? And these guys are fucked up and they're not guys you want to get involved with. And they're really like bad guys and bad news. Yeah.
It was fun. I liked working with Shuley's producer or Shuley or Kevin.
I mean, he trashed all those guys.
Or, you know, I would love to go back and forth with Patrick Melton. I mean, what?
You wouldn't. You couldn't. You can't. Hey, real quick, Corey Adam, nobody's holding you back anymore. Let's see what you got, bitch. You know, all these guys, I'd love to destroy Patrick Melton. Do it. Fucking unreal. Who's holding you back? Johnny? Matt? I'd love to fuck around with Melton. Get at it.
I see him as a guy who's just doing some silly shit.
Again, you told everybody I was mentally ill and dangerous and over the line. Your wife cried and said I had to apologize to her, and even then she'd probably never talk to me. Oh, no.
I can do some silly shit. I can talk some shit. I'm, quite frankly, better at it than he is.
Chat check.
But I think when you work...
I just haven't sharpened my blade in a while. Don't make me show you what I can do, Melton.
Work with your wife, and you don't want to see her get upset about things people are saying. You kind of...
Quite frankly, I'm better at it than you are, but, you know, who's counting?
Naturally temper your act. I am in no way saying that she has ever told me to temper my act once. Not saying that at all. Ooh. In fact, I can't remember a time where she has. But I think I probably naturally...
I can't believe he has a wired mouse.
And I'll go back to the chat in a little bit. The audience can have their say on this.
Normal rules.
I do believe that I probably dulled my blade, so to speak. Because when I do this show, and then like I always say, it's not like a mantra. It's a real thing. After the show's over, I don't know what the internet says. I don't know what the internet does, whatever. Now I'm talking.
Like he always says. This goes back and forth. Remember when he had the whole breakdown with April being gone? He's like, you know, I always say that it doesn't follow me and I don't really pay attention to it. But of course I do, and of course it does. How could it not? We work together. We live together. Of course it follows me. Now he's right back to, you know, I always say this stuff doesn't follow me. So I leave it all down here. I don't know what the internet says, even though I come down here and specifically yell at Reddit. Even though I come down here and block Citizen M for making a video, I don't look at any of it. It's like, okay.
Tossing pens all over the place. I'm getting excited. So if I go on the show and I'm motherfucking Patrick Melton and he's motherfucking me back, or I'm motherfucking Chad and he's motherfucking me back and we're getting into it and all that, I only know about it while I'm on the show.
Another dream. Just another dream of his. Yeah, maybe we can all just... be friends and fuck around. We can't. We can't. We think you're a loser and a nerd. So we can't.
I don't know about it after that. I don't know about it before the show goes on the air.
I don't know about anything that doesn't happen while the show's going. I don't do any prep. I don't look at anything. Yeah, while I'm here, I know who Patrick Melton is. You asked me upstairs. No, I don't have a clue. Who? Oh. And he keeps doing this as he convinces us if he looks over his shoulder constantly. No, I don't even know. I wouldn't even know who that is. It's like, oh, okay. He must not know. He's looking around.
I know what clips My Lost Interest put up, and I know.
I don't look at anything, but I do know. Here's what I know. What happens on my show and whatever clips My Lost Interest puts up. I don't look at any, I don't follow any of it except for the guy who posts clips about all of it. So I don't really follow any part of it except for all parts of it.
Oh, you know what I said. That's it. So, like, it doesn't really matter to me. It's fun. Like, I have a good time going at people, playing their clips, shitting on them, everything.
What world is he in? What is this? What mental problem is this? That you get the sad thing is, I think he thinks it's working and he's convinced everyone that this is life. I mean, Aaron, we've all witnessed what really happened. We all know what really is going on. It's like Chad, like, wanting everybody to think he made $100,000 and is successful. It's like, Chad, every motherfucker knows what a pathetic, prepared salmon lifestyle you live. Everyone. I mean, we're not, like, it's sad. We don't even bring it up anymore because it's just fucking sad.
Anything else. But... when you have someone else you're working with who you care about and you don't want them to feel bad, again, you might naturally temper yourself. You might naturally censor yourself. And maybe the audience does feel like I lost some of my edge. the last couple of the years. Be a fair criticism, because when this longtime fan kind of spelled it out for me,
maybe I've lost some of my edge. Let's see. I got fired for screaming about how women should never be on the radio and they're all cunts. And now I cried because my wife got kicked off my radio show. Maybe I've lost some of my edge. Hold on, let me get this straight. I went from screaming and insulting and threatening a woman so much so that I lost my job to stand by the mantra that women aren't funny and should never be on radio. Immediately hired a woman to be on my radio show. And now what's the question? Have I lost my edge?
They said, yeah, I've noticed this, this, and that. And they weren't being a dick.
Yeah, people, this is a good one here from Joseph Hamas. Is this a joke? He wouldn't even mention Melton's name. Don't forget, he didn't mention my name until about 3 months ago. He wouldn't say my name. He wouldn't say my name. What's that? What's his name? Fat Onion Guy? Sweaty Onion Fat? Big fat onion, fat onion man. Nobody likes onion man guy. What is it? Yeah, what is it, Aaron? What is it? What is it?
They weren't being an asshole. You know, trolls think that if you don't listen to them, it means that you're unaware.
How do trolls work, Aaron? That shit with April on drugs stops now. How do trolls work, Aaron?
Or, you know, you're being shitty or whatever. It's like, no, if you're being a cunt, people aren't going to listen to you. They're just not going to, because you're being an asshole. And they're going to see through that, and they're going to call you out for it, and that's kind of what we do. But when a fan goes point A, point B, like a trial almost, exhibit A, exhibit B, exhibit C, you got to listen to them. That's how you get better. So, like, when it comes to this idea that, hey, we noticed that since, you know, they did say, April was on the show, she got kind of sensitive about the internet stuff, and then you backed off the internet stuff.
The internet stuff. What is he hiding underneath that nomenclature? You know? What the fuck is that? I mean, honestly, April got kind of freaked out because of the internet stuff. It's like, What is he not saying there? What got to her? April got kind of fucky because of the internet stuff. What?
Now, in fairness, my audience...
Comments? Feedback?
Also got sick of it, too. So I had to walk a fine line with them as well. And again, nobody ever told me to temper my act. Nobody ever told me, don't do this, don't do that. But I am naturally good at going at people.
Oh, no. You're not. You're not. Again, no one's holding you back now, Corey. So Godspeed. We look forward to the brutal attacks from Steel Toe. The thing is, how will you even know if you really win? You say you win every time you lose.
Naturally good at talking shit. To people who don't like me, I'm remarkably unlikable.
Remarkable!
Yeah! You said the secret word!
Remarkable! He did it! He finally did it, everybody!
And arrogant and crass and all of these things. And that lends itself well to drawing those people off sides, to getting them overexcited, to getting them to melt down and say stupid shit.
He's so good at getting people to melt down and say stupid shit. I'm remarkably good at it, getting people to melt down and say stupid shit.
I did it with Chad. I did it with all those guys. All those guys.
I made them all cry and run home. We all remember. Remember? I was like, stay out, Chad.
And then I think it got a little real. I think the swatting thing was a big thing.
They were never swatted. Police knocking on your door isn't swatting. Stop it.
I kind of saw how that affected her, and I, again, I probably tempered my act a little bit. Because, like, I personally don't give a shit about that. So, like, when I was on radio, people threatened my life. They were going to beat the shit out of me. They, like, actual real life shit. Not-
I get that every day, nerd. Every day someone threatens my life. Every day someone DMs me. I'm on my way to your house. Here's your I have your address. I'm on my way. Get ready today, motherfucker. Every day some fucking idiot threatens me with that. That happened to you once? That happened to you once. And? Do you even want to do this, nerd?
Not like, oh, I called the cops on this guy because you were watching a YouTube stream. I mean, like real shit, people who lived in your community threatening you. And I laughed at that, too. Cease and desists from everybody.
Then why bring it up? Why bring it up? I don't bring them up. I don't even bring them up. Why bring it up?
And I just laughed it off. It's fun. But, yeah, I don't know.
It was fun. I used to get death threats. It was fun. It's never fun. It's never fun. Some of them might be completely laughable. They're not. It's never fun to get a death threat. What a loser.
Well, I really took that to heart. The critique.
Yeah, a guy telling you you're not an edgelord? I don't understand that. Maybe... You know what? Maybe we do need to get Shaka back. Maybe it's time to put this show back on the rails.
That I got.
More N-words, more F-words, more slurs.
Really did take it to heart.
It really got to me. He said, you're not, you know, you rarely put on blackface anymore and tell N-words to shine your shoes. It really got to me.
I listened to it. Let's go to the audience here. And say what they think. Thank you very much. Oops, sorry. And by the way, members only shows are now going to be at 5. I have a regular engagement at 7.
Marriage counseling.
That I need to go to.
A new regular engagement on a Sunday night.
Huh. So I got to make that engagement every week at 7. And it's just something I can't get around. Nick the Milkman with $5 says, hope you enjoyed your weekend touching grass. Keep up the amazing work. Thank you, buddy. And thank you to Hitler Diff for gifting a membership. Yeah, we made some changes. We'll go through it in a little bit. Also, the hard drive crashed back on Wednesday night. My hard drive just took a shit. And I talked to people. I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? That's never happened to me. And Johnny told me, he goes, yeah, SSD hard drives crash all the time. They just do.
SSD hard drives are many orders of magnitude more reliable and less prone to crashing than movable media hard drives, spinning disk hard drives. These guys are dumb, and then the guys they surround themselves with who pipe up to give advice are even dumber. He'd be better off if his friends went, I don't know about that shit. But no, his friends go, SSDs crash all the time. What you want is a spinning disk. I didn't know. Johnny told me. Johnny told me SSDs crash all the time. Oh, that's why they're in every iPhone and your car and every smart TV. Computer. Everything now has solid state media. Yeah, Johnny told me that shit crashes all the time. Solid state drives are what are on satellites that were launched decades ago. That's solid state media. It doesn't move. It's reliable because it doesn't move. It just needs to be read and written to. Hard drives that spin and have needles reading it and get bumped around and the platters get janked. Much more prone to crashing or problems reading them or corruption, corrosion, moisture, dirt, dust. Solid state drives almost waterproof if done right, you know. But Moody has a friend who told him, "Oh, I didn't know. Johnny told me that solid state drives, they're not good. Don't get those. I didn't know.
And so Matt picked us up a new one.
He said they were really bad, so we got a new one.
Yeah, we made some changes. We'll go through it in a little bit. Also, the hard drive crashed back on Wednesday night. My hard drive just took a shit. And I talked to people.
Tuesday night.
I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? That's never happened to me. And Johnny told me, he goes, yeah, SSD hard drives crash all the time. They just do. And so Matt picked this up.
What if Johnny's just trolling him?
New one. I got a bigger hard drive. We got it all set up. The only problem is I can't retrieve the old one.
But you told everybody upstairs on that video you were going to copy it over, remember? And then I said, how will you do that if the old one's bad? But you didn't think that far ahead. You're like, oh, yeah, if I can't read the old one, how can I copy it over to the new one? I didn't think about that. It's almost like you got to get a new one before the old one goes bad to copy it. Shit. Should I have gotten two for a backup? Fuck. Oh, well, we'll just make the same mistake again. Cloud backup? Never heard of it. Also, right here, he just said, Matt got us one. We got a bigger one. And if you remember today, he was showing off the one that went bad. It was 500 gigs. And he was saying the new one was 1 terabyte. And Johnny asked him to clarify later. He's like, so the new one's bigger? And his answer was, I don't know. So tonight he knows that they got a new one that's bigger. But tomorrow, the next morning, Monday morning, he doesn't know. I don't know. Hello?
Yes, I lost my data with my drive, and now I'm exposed as a complete idiot. But I have a new drive, so that's a win for Steeltoe.
It's a win for Steeltoe. It's a bigger drive. Next time we lose everything, we're going to lose so much more on this new drive. It's so much bigger. It really, really is great. Beloved chatter, imagine movie distress knowing that Ray's show has passed his up. And he will now have to mow his own lawn like a big boy. Oh, yeah. April's not going to be there to roof and paint and cook eggs. Not forever. You know what I mean? Ray. Diesel the Rottweiler, remember for 8 months. What happened to his therapy appointment? Love the show. Pat the Turn. I think he says on this show at some point that his narcissism is cured or he's not a narcissist anymore. I think he announces that. I have no narcissism in me anymore.
So all of
which is a great, I mean, wow, you know, it has to be a record. Look, I'm just remarkably good at healing myself.
Our drops and all of that stuff. And a listener sent me a terabyte hard drive pack thing. To back up our shit, I should have. Our stream deck is completely empty. So I thought, I don't remember what...
A listener sent him a terabyte backup thing a while ago, and he never used it. He's so dumb. He doesn't deserve your money. Like, he just doesn't. Like, bad things happen to people. Things go bad. People lose their shit. It's fine. He just ignored people. Remember that guy who called in and he was like, do you want me to help you get a process in place so you can mail stuff out to people so this doesn't happen again? He goes, the fans have been so great. Thank you so much. And then he just moved on. He doesn't want to do better. He doesn't want help. He'd rather have the excuse.
We all had. But I remember we had like 13 pages and it was getting ridiculous. It was getting hard to find things. So... why don't we start over with what the audience wants? And I figure, what better way to kill two birds with one stone, raise a little money for this e-beggar show, and then also give the audience the sound drops they want. And I'll work with Victor, and I'll go grab some clips, too. And
oh, wow, you'll do a little bit of the work? I tell you what, you guys give money, we'll put sound clips in, and I'll tell you what, I'll go out and find some of them.
We'll get this whole thing banged out probably within 30 days total. But from now until Rumble Friday, everybody who throws in $5 can also request a sound drop. And
wow. I mean, how low value is this pro show?
We'll get it for you. Every $5 contribution to this show, go, hey, I want this one. I'll write it down. I'll either send it to Victor. I'll grab it myself. We'll get that all figured out. Let's go to the audience here and see what they think. Dusty Beaver, thank you for becoming a baby boot. Appreciate that.
Thank you for becoming a baby boot. Really, really cool.
Your music was ducking out when you stopped talking, says John Jamingo. Oh, really? Okay, well, what? Yeah, like I said,
should we adjust this exposure on the camera?
Said we'll have to kind of go fix some things, I'm sure. Hitler Diffs.
What do you expect him to do, guys? Do a show to tape the night before? Go back, watch it, see how it sounds and looks? Make adjustments, record another one to tape? Look at it, see if it's better. Come on. The only way to know how to do this, guys, is to go live. You can't just do it to a recording to check yourself. There's no way to do that. You got to go live and figure it out live. It's just how it is, man.
Says, I trolled BYB for fun. They effing suck. I don't mind Derek. Derek's just trying to mix it up in that internet world. I don't mind their shit. I don't think they're doing anything wrong. Mr. Q says, I don't want to hear about that either way. Why talk about dumb internet people? See, a lot of our audience feels that way as well.
Wow. I didn't know some of the audience feels one way. Look, a lot of the audience feels the opposite way. You know, that's a problem with these internet people.
Oh. Tim Dransky says, at the end of the day, everyone should just wish families and people well and leave it to comedy and fun. Kind of how I feel, too. Pugsley says, I think the only problem is that they know how to hit you now. But through her?
Ah. Not really. Just because she packed up everything and never came back doesn't mean it worked.
The problem is it never, them talking about it never got to me. Her being upset or sad about it.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't care.
If I could clone my attitude about the internet and put it in her, I would not have a problem with anyone saying anything.
I don't. He doesn't care.
I don't understand. Herbert Hoover says, are you going to unblock the people you blocked to protect April? No.
Whoa.
No. I still think she deserves. Because a lot, Herbert Hoover, you got to admit, if you're being honest and you're not just being silly, those people did not come here to be fans of the show. April's Parents Hobby Farm says the show went to shit after you got into all the YouTube drama that no one gives a shit about. See, there's people on both sides of this thing.
40 years old. See, there's people who think different things. See? As if he's fighting some imaginary enemy who's like, no, everyone feels the same way online. No, see? Some people like this and some people like that. See?
So I got old school.
He's fighting with some imaginary enemy who's telling him, no, everyone feels the same way.
Fans that are telling me, Aaron, I miss some of the drama and all of that stuff.
I know. And then you got to make a decision, adult who runs a show. People tell me what to do all fucking day. You got to ignore it and then do what you want to do. The last thing I do is come to them and go, you know, guys, I'm confused because some of you, you don't like the teal-toe, but some of you just want me to do the teal-toe stuff. I'm confused and I don't know what to do.
And then you've got other old school fans like April's Parents Hobby Farm going, No, I hate that shit. I think it's stupid. Now, he should be very happy with the show now because we haven't done any of that for, what, a year? It's been a long time, man.
We haven't touched any of that Dabbleverse drama in a long time. Don't go back and look at our highlight videos of Chad and Patrick over the past month, please. That would wreck my what I just said about everything.
Man, a long time.
We haven't talked about the Dabbleverse in a year, is what he just said. You were just begging to have Chad on. You injected yourself into the Alyssa Jordana thing, and now you want the body cam footage a week and a half after everybody else has already had it. You're slow, dog. Not only are you trying to be in the internet drama, you're slow, dog. It was 2023. You went on Anthony Cumia's show, and one of your stories for your big shot chance over on Compound Media was Joe Rogan's Spotify contract of allegedly $100 million. It's like, that was a story you did.
Coming from someone that has listened since 2014. Yeah, no, I understand. It's very difficult doing a show.
It is.
When you've got so many people kind of pulling you in each direction. Chris says, Aaron is the king of the trolls. The man just can't lose. Well, king of the trolls, no. I treat this for what it is. It's all phony, fake internet stuff.
That made my wife run away and cry and have to change careers. It's not real. My wife just had to quit because her life was in danger of never being able to earn money again in the real world. It's not real.
And the life you live off the air is your real life, and other people take it so seriously. I know, Chris, that you're trying to, you're being salty, but I'm sorry. Like, the shit genuinely
doesn't affect me.
Is silly and funny to me, and I play to it sometimes.
That's why I yelled at everybody to stop talking about April. That's why I have a complete meltdown every other day. This stuff doesn't get to me, man. Sorry. I'm sorry that you see it that way.
And I know that upsets people like Chris, and they go, oh, you think you win all the time. No, I just don't take it seriously. There's no such thing as winning and losing. First of all,
never forget, the other day, he was whining and crying about how he's like, we're dying here. We're drowning. We're not making the goal. We're drowning. We're dying. And then he got the goal. Then someone sent in the money through PayPal, $170. And then he went, ha, 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 we win. No, there's no winning and losing. I don't really care. Like that, he went from we suck and we're dying to ha, ha. We got a spur. We got a spur.
If you're watching my show and talking shit and that's like a hobby of yours, you're losing. Like in life. I don't know how YouTube keeps score. I don't know what the YouTube scoreboard looks like. But in life in general, you're...
Now that you're behind on it, it's like he's finally coming around. He's just laid on everything. He's like, yeah, look, maybe we don't have the numbers Melton has. And maybe everything... We are behind in every metric. Hit the like button. But is that really... Does anybody really care about those numbers? It's like, you did. You did. Until the minute you were losing, you did. I don't know how YouTube keeps score, but that's not what I really look at and focus on for a good life. You almost cried and screamed at everybody when they were preventing you from getting to 10,000 subscribers. You were losing your mind. I don't think it's funny. This is not cool.
You're faltering badly. And you need to refocus. But I'm not going to try and save you.
Fucking hell. Your wife is missing. Save yourself, Negro. Save yourself. What the fuck? What in the actual fuck? Sorry, man. I'm not going to save you. Okay, man. Fuck. Please.
Kyle says, the only thing melting down is that three-layer ice cream cake you keep eating from your daughter's birthday. You're really good at making fun of people, says Jeremy. It's super entertaining, and it was similar to the old Red Bar that I liked. Thank you, buddy.
Red Bar sucks. You guys are like Red Bar. Oh, thanks, man.
D.A. Cheddar says they try to be shocking and they think they can stay anonymous. Huh. Maybe. here we go. How much does it cost to get a drop? Five. Everybody who throws in five. Half.
As if you could make me program a button for $5. By the way, you'll never get it. You'll never get your button. You'll never get your buffin. Buffin?
Five is getting a drop. The unique drop is gone. Dude, every drop is gone. We can get them back. Like, if you ask for them, we can find them.
Yeah, totally. Just, I don't really know how to do that.
Stevie J says, I'm watching this show under protest until Aaron at least considers going trans. Okay. I will think about it. K. McDuck says, I choose a drop of Aaron swearing to God he's going to narcissism therapy.
Let me ask a question. Does Aaron put out an audio version of this show? Does Aaron have a podcast feed where he puts out an audio-only version of this show? And if not, why? The radio listeners are what he cares about the most. Audio-only listeners.
I found out.
And we still have a lot of audio-only listeners. He doesn't. So why not? Why don't you put out an audio-only version for all the radio people?
Huh. But I'm not a narcissist. I found this out. I don't know.
I'm not on the screen? Oh, fuck. Sorry about that.
Felt good. I liked it.
Where's Patrick? Sorry, I thought it was, I fucking,
eh. But then it's weird, because you're like, wait a minute, what about all those times I thought I was a narcissist? They're like, yeah, you were fucking lying to yourself.
Whoa, okay, here it is. I haven't seen this. So he talks himself out of being a narcissist here?
Yeah. I found out I'm not a narcissist.
Holy shit, Moody, you watching this?
Five.
Five.
Is getting a drop. The unique drop is gone. Dude, every drop is gone. We can get them back. Like, if you ask for them, we can find them.
Yeah, like, they're still on the internet, you know, as long as nobody on the internet uses solid-state drives.
Stevie J says, I'm watching this show under protest until Aaron at least considers going trans. Okay, I will think about it. K. McDuck says, I choose a drop of Aaron swearing to God he's going to narcissism therapy. I found out I'm not a narcissist. I found this out. I don't know. Felt good. I liked it. But then it's weird because you're like, wait a minute. What about all those times I thought I was a narcissist? They're like, yeah, you were fucking lying to yourself. I'm like, what?
What about all those times I thought I was a narcissist? Yeah, they were like... You've been lying to yourself. They were? Who's they? What about all this time I thought I was a narcissist? Yeah, they were like, you've been lying to yourself. Who's they? The team? Yeah, they were all like, this is like that I think you should leave sketch. We're like, Yeah, they're dead, but they were like, the cops came, and they were like, nah, this is fine. Like, the people you hit, they're like not even real people. This is fine. This is straight up fine. It's like, yeah, they were like, yeah, you're not. False alarm. That's what they said. And... He didn't go to therapy once. Yeah, I found out I'm not a narcissist. Fortune cookie. I didn't know. Who knew? Okay, here we go. Fucking hell. I can't. I found out. Yeah, also, he does the patented, like, look away tell. I found out I'm not a narcissist. You know? Who knew? I thought I was. It turns out I'm not. Who are you looking at? Who are you looking at?
Now it just sounds like I'm a narcissist for thinking I was a...
Oh, God. Turns out I was a hero. Who knew?
Because I choose a drop of Aaron swearing to God he's going to narcissism therapy. I found out I'm not a narcissist. I found this out.
I probably am a narcissist. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know whether I am or not. You figure it out. Let me know, will you? You know, I love an email. Comedy Shaman. I'd love to see some of your latest writings. You fucking nut. I just picture him scrawling everything with a golf pencil on recycled newspaper.
I don't know. Felt good. I liked it. But then it's weird because you're like, wait a minute. What about all those times I thought I was a narcissist? They're like, yeah, you were fucking lying to yourself.
They're like, yeah, you were lying to yourself. They were like, yeah, you're not. They were like, you're good. They were like, narcissist complete. You're good. Hello? Hello?
Patrick, you are a narcissist.
Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
Oh.
It means you have a lack of empathy.
Fuck. How do I get it back?
You don't.
Can I get a loot crate or something? Is there some sort of drop someone can make? That'd be great. MMC1 with a super chat, $5. Thank God he lives in Minnesota and has access to the famous Mayo Clinic Center for de-narcissism. It probably saved his marriage. Yes, very cool. Very cool. The Mayo Clinic Center for De-Narcissism and Kids Who Don't Read Good.
Yourself. Like, well, now it just sounds like I'm a narcissist for thinking I was a...
Who's on first?
Your sound gate might need tweaking, says John Domingo. I'm noticing that now. That we did put a gate filter in there. We may have to take it down.
We may have to build a wall filter. Where are my Trumps at?
Mikey Newport says, picture looks really... Oops. I lost him. Where'd he go? Picture looks really bad. Wow, not sure how you can get it that bad. All right, we're going to have to work on it.
I'm not sure how you can get it to look that bad. I'm not sure how you can get it to look that bad. Here's Moody, the know-it-all, bringing a little teaspoon of smug. Actual therapists never rule out something that quickly. Rather than instantly saying, no, you're not a narcissist. Right, they wouldn't like, first of all, he didn't even go anywhere. No, you're not a narcissist, or you were just lying to yourself. They would only dig into why you thought you were a narcissist, and you would work on that to understand your issues more and see what they could be. This doesn't happen in a single session. This man has never been to therapy. Right, that's what I'm saying. No, I found out. I connected to WebMD, one of those ZocDocs. And as it turns out, I'm actually a doctor. They actually asked me if I wanted to help fix other people's brains since I'm doing it remarkably well. Ken Nesmith, member for 13 months. This guy needs a green screen to fix that bitrate. Move that bitrate. Move that bitrate. Hello?
You're a narcissist.
Five. Fuck. That's two diagnoses in 5 minutes. I may be a narcissist.
You do need to drop the video quality. It's way too fucking high.
People are like, your video looks like shit. He's like, I do need to drop the quality. It's way too high. I think you could be fucking up the picture.
after today's stream, it's at 10,000 kbps. I used to have it at 5,000. I think that might be the way to go.
Isn't that making the show better? You're like at double the BPPS. What is it?
Because I think this might be fucking it up. Victoria says, when you block so many people, though, it's not good. No, it's fine. Like, if there be...
No, that's actually better for the algorithm.
...being cunts and they don't want to enjoy the show, just get rid of them. Victoria,
they don't... He's so dumb. It's not even about you, man. They don't want to admit they enjoy the show. They're here every day. If they're in there every day shitting on you like Panhandler, they're enjoying the show. That's why I never snapped at Panhandler or told him to leave or whatever. I had to mute him because it's like, I'm not going to get trolled all day by a guy. But you're welcome to remain in the community, and people like Panhandler. And again, I hope he comes. I don't want it to be weird, man, and I'll buy you a drink and shake your hand. But you were being weird, and then you left. No one owes you anything. No one did anything to you. I'm just confused. I just don't know what happened. But you don't get anywhere by banning these people. I mean, if they're in there every day watching your show, even if they're just hate commenting, it's appointment viewing for them. They're there every day. It's hard to get. It's hard to build a fan like that. It really is. I'm not even bullshitting. It's hard to get somebody to commit to come watch you every day at a time. So, man, to kick somebody out for any reason, you know, if they're not breaking the law, breaking the law. I don't understand. And then DK says people who hate you will give you more money. It's science. Is that why DK gives me money? He hates me? Today he gave me $50.67. Like it was couch cushion change.
See, that's too much internet shit. Like, you got to go outside more. Like, that's that internet attitude of, like, you wreck yourself in your...
There's nobody else who lives this segregated lifestyle. How many people have you think about your day like, I'm online, I'm offline. I'm online, I'm offline. You're a real person, you're an internet person. I mean, what world... How does his brain work? I mean, we've heard the math. This is the social studies portion.
Brain going, but blocking people, it actually means, no, it means they're not fans. You recognize that, and you're just like, here, let me help you. Cut you loose.
I think it means they are fans, and they don't realize it, which is even more fun when you really think about it. Look at this. Holy shit, birds. Dill dog coming in hot. 10 gifted memberships. That means we're going to turn over a square here at the Squareathon. Now we got 6 squares left. That's going to get us a square over between him and what was the super tip from Shane M1980. That's going to flip a square. We've got 6 squares remaining here at the April Squareathon. What? Squareathon. Marathon! All right, and that's another 50, which means we're halfway to another square. So just we need 50 more to get another square secured. Look at this. Dill Dog coming with 100 today, getting his own square secured. What square? What square you want, Dill Dog? What square you want? Pick a square, dog. And we'd love to have you on our team. What? 6.5 squares. 5.5 squares left. 5.5 squares left here at the Toyota Squareathon. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Ricky Bev, thank you for being a member for 5 months. This is the greatest show. It's all right. It's okay. I think our bit rate's too high.
Let's go to... Raz of Chaz says, can we go back to making fun of fat chicks in Iowa? That woman was not fat.
Oh.
I kept calling her fat. Not fat. I think I was just kind of reaching for things to make fun of her on. You know, when you've been making fun of someone for 2 straight hours, you start grasping at straws.
You don't. I always run out of time when I'm making fun of you in April. My calendar doesn't... And people who know this who are following... When we started doing Steel Toe, I would do 12-hour, 14-hour shows. I was ill. I was making myself ill. I was so fascinated with this fucking idiot. I would sit here and do 14-hour shows. I was insane. My ass hurts so bad from just, you know, trying to miracle grow some hemorrhoids. from Lethargy.
Tim Dransky says, there are shows I can't stand and hosts I can't stand, so I just don't watch. I don't troll people and attack them. It's ridiculous. People weren't raised right. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just more, they don't have much to do. Like, they don't have a lot going on, unfortunately. And they, you know, it's fun for them. I mean, that's great. I mean, if you have nothing, it's better than nothing. If you have something, it looks pathetic. But again, if it's what's keeping them off the ledge, who am I to tell them?
Yeah, you know? Steel toe.
Producer Roberts, oh, God damn it. He says, I sent you a couple of Dropbox links for Gino and Keanu drops. Okie dokie. Nick the Milkman with $5 says, homo drop from Gay Men North of Gaymond by Oliver Anthony. All right, let's just do our...
Let me get my drop list.
I'll just write down gay men. That's great. The only thing on this piece of paper right
now. Now it's like a shopping list.
Now is gay men. That's really good.
It's like a wish list for Christmas.
Congrats on your clean slate bill of mental health, Aaron, says K. McDonald. I didn't say that. I did not say clean bill of mental health. I've got as much shit cooking up here as anyone else.
You know what's just as likely, Moody? That he does have a 7 p.m. Sunday psychiatrist or appointment or something. And he had his first session last week. And she didn't say any of that. But what he heard is, you're not a narcissist. He might be completely rewriting and gaslighting himself about something she said. It's possible he went to somebody and they said something and he just took that and went, oh, I guess I'm not sick.
Couldn't you recover your catalog from YouTube? Well, catalog of shows, yes, but I can't go back and get the drops.
Your catalog wouldn't fit on that hard drive you bought. And if you lose your channel, your catalog is gone in an instant. So when were you planning on backing up all your shows? I mean, this guy's a fucking idiot. Yeah, I can always go back to YouTube and download all the shows. Not if your channel's gone. And don't you guys have one or two strikes right now?
Can't get the drops. Victoria says, okay, Aaron, you know it all. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Don't.
Oh.
Don't be so fucking sensitive. Jesus Christ. All these.
Tell it to your wife.
These people who want to, like, speak up, they get so sensitive when you go, well, no, this is how I see it. They go,
I mean, you can't yell at anyone for being sensitive anymore, okay?
April looks like a really cool bird today.
All right, fine, I guess you're right.
No, I'm saying, like, on my show, if people are here to troll, I don't really suffer.
I do whatever I want, losers. Dell Dog, thank you for the $5. The I'm better than this, better than you at this, had me busting out laughing. The rakes never stop for this guy. It's insane. It really is insane. Sorry, guys. I'm just better than you at this. I'm awesome at it. Johnny knows. It's like Johnny can't walk. So, yeah, he thinks you run fast. He thinks you run real fast. He can't walk. Ah! Kill yourself.
For fools, and I just go, nah, the chat's for people who enjoy the show. You can watch the show, absolutely. You can hate it, and you can have steam blow from your ears and the whole deal.
That doesn't happen. Nobody gets mad over here. Again, that's a fantasy of yours to help you feel better about, they hate it when we get money. They get so mad. No, we don't. No, we don't. What a weird loser.
But the chat's for fans of the show.
I wouldn't do this if I wasn't grinning ear to ear, if it wasn't fun. They get so mad.
And again, as you'll see, a lot of people that are fans of the show that want to shit on the show, and we allow it, and they're fine. But, like, look, you guys, I'm sorry if you guys thought you were subtle. I apologize for that. I apologize for not getting your subtlety. Peter Sky Parker says, my favorite shows started off with...
He has to be like this in his personal life. in his relationships. There's no way that he ever admits fault. I mean, we saw him admit a little fault when April left, but he's already back to almost erasing all that. All that, like, I fucked up. I've really been thinking about it. I made some mistakes. He just goes, oh, I found out none of that was true. He basically took all that back in just a second. Oh, yeah, all that guilt I was feeling about making April quit her job and maybe I shouldn't have done that and brought her here and how it was selfish and I'm a narcissist. Nah, turns out I was wrong. Another win for Steele, too.
Me hate watching them. If they had blocked me in the beginning, they could have saved me a lot of money. Yeah, like Peter Sky Parker's kind of come around a little bit. He can still be a shithead, but he's all right.
That's what you said about Citizen M about 8 months ago. Nah, Citizen M's a fan. He's a good guy. He gets it. Citizen M gets it, eh?
April's parents' hobby farm says, not being a dick, but have you thought about getting a real job and using the show as a side hustle? Get back to reality a little bit. Maybe you're right. We'll see.
You make so much more money. He just said, maybe you're right. I mean, you'd have such a happier life just doing this for fun. There was no stress on me when I used to do this at night after my day job. Man, I made good money during the day. There's no pressure on the show to make money.
We'll see. Poop is Lube says, all I know is I love the show. Favorite show to this date is Losing My Pillow. I go back and watch the clipped out versions of the My Pillow saga every once in a while. That was funny. That was a funny little clip. It sucked for the show.
Remember that clip?
Hello, doctor. I have decided that I am no longer a narcissist. I know it looks like I lost my wife to a drunk lawyer with a bald do, but it turns out that I'm just a hero. I will be charging you $350. Once I subtract $100 and carry the five, it will cover the goal. No need to thank me.
Nodak, thank you for becoming a member for 10 months. This is just the All Right Show. And Lev Kramer, 36 months. That's 3 years. Bow down before me, noobs, says Lev. Thank you, buddy. It's about how long we've been on YouTube from the beginning. Like live streaming. I think we started, was it 2021 or 2022? We moved over from Twitch. So thank you. It had to be 2021, right?
But it was funny that we got in that kind of trouble. Kyle says, is the wolf hoodie an image of the slang term for heavyset masculine gay men who are often characterized as having hairy bodies and facial hair, typically used for individuals who are more aggressive? No, first of all, that would be a bear, and now you tricked me into revealing that I know that. Second of all, bro, this is the throwback Timberwolves logo.
Dude, what are you, dumb?
Timberwolves are about to eliminate the Phoenix Suns tonight. Very exciting. Peter Sky Parker says she doesn't sound sensitive to me at all. I mean, she was being a little, she's like, okay, Aaron, I guess you know everything. It's a very passive-aggressive woman thing. We can be honest about that. We don't have to simp. Kyle says, if you sleep on a My Pillow, you wake up with your hair parted to the right. Hey-o! To the right! You get it.
How much Canadian money for a square? Come on, man. Well, we only need 50 right now. So what's that in Canada? We only need 50 because we're halfway to one. And I didn't even see Del Dog pick a square. I saw other people, but I can't keep track of the chat.
By the way, the Rumble is working.
The Rumble is working.
All right. Good, good, good.
Welcome to the NLO April Squareathon.
Rumble.
We'd love to see you, Square.
Rumble is working. Yeah, sorry that we're doing this at a different time. But again.
Moody, you gotta, we gotta put a toggle for show YouTube or not. And yeah, we're going to have to do, I mean, folders, all that kind of stuff is going to be clutch to some of this organization. We're going to need to hire a developer, man. Come on. We could get some fucking Arab. I'm some fucking Arab. I can't do. Why can't I do voices today? Excuse me. I'm some fucking Arab. I can't do Moody's voice now. Ah! Oh, he just did it. So this point is moot. This point is moot. How's this going to look on our new super chat, super tip system? I've never seen one this high. Come in. Drive by. Says perhaps the weekly Sunday night engagement is Aaron accompanying April to Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Man, I don't know. They're playing some kind of game. I know they're having fun with it. I know they're having fun with it, man. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the game is, but I don't like it. They're doing parts of it. I know he says he doesn't watch anything, you know, but he was like, he brings stuff up. He like plays into it. He's like, oh, they're saying this. I can't think about the specific example, but he does it quite a bit. And they'll even call out the source sometimes. Like, you know, on Reddit, they're saying, on Kiwi Farms, they're saying, it's like, I thought you didn't look into any of it. Z-Man got busted? Oh, no. Is it real? Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, it's not. It's Z-Man. It's not Chad Zumok. Oh, look how it comes in. We translate it to dollars over here on the super tip system, Lev. But I told Moody, we got to change this to just show the value after YouTube's cut and Apple's cut. So this really should be like $30. All right, that's two squares. And then I saw, holy fuck, holy fuck. We're getting a lot now. Hello?
Hey, this is Paul Allen. How you doing?
From Microsoft?
Yeah. Hey, listen. I host a show here on X called No Holds Barred. We're looking for fat people who are raped.
Jesus Christ. I'm in.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. When can we have you?
I haven't been raped yet, but can you guys do that at the studio?
You know we can.
Yeah, I like.
You know we can.
I want it to be fresh.
That's what I like to hear.
This didn't go the way you thought it was. You thought I'd be disgusted. No, I'm pushing back into it. When can I come down?
That's fucking sick. That's gross. Okay. You're absurd.
Sorry.
Why don't you like onions?
I never really thought about it. I think I do. I think I'm just lashing out at my parents because they were onion farmers.
Okay. You don't like, is it the smell?
I don't like your voice, man. It's creeping me out. All right. Thank you. It's been very, very real and very, very good. All right. We're at 2.5 squares now because after Lev Kramer, who completed a square, we had DK gifting 10 more memberships. So now we're at, we only have 5.5 squares left. And then as if that wasn't magical enough, Rover comes in over here on Super Tips with $100 and says, I too would like a square. So now we're down to, we only have 5 squares left, everybody. We are doing it. It's the square-a-thon. Now, I don't want to do them all tonight. We got to save some for tomorrow. I love a perfect bow on a perfect bit. April 1st to 30th. This is the only time I have goals. It's the only time I have goals, but we are going to need $500 more. out of you fucking savages. And I'll come find you. I'll come find where you live. We'll shake your pants. We'll get the change.
So, yeah, I think that I'm a narcissist, so I've come here to talk about myself and figure this out.
I see, Mr. Imhalter. Well, maybe before we look into your potential narcissism, we look to see how and your wife aren't meeting each other's needs.
So you're saying I don't have narcissism? Another win for the toe!
I'm just saying that maybe we should focus on your relationship rather than the narcissism.
Great to see my narcissism is cured. Okay, Doc, what do I owe you? Do you accept Rumble Rants, Super Chats, Venmo, PayPal, Psych Bucks? Can I do this session on credit?
Holy shit. If I have no narcissism but by the end of this, we can do another 30 minutes. We'll go till noon. Holy shit. Holy shit. That's exactly what happened. This is exactly their session. Oh,
I got a standing.
Hold on, we're at 3.5 squares now. So we have 4.5 squares left. We have 4.5 squares left. Fuck.
Appointment at 7:00. What do you want me to do? But we will make this members only after the stream
Hold
is
on.
Over. Amanda Huggenkiss says, did you order your McCarthy jersey yet? Bro, as soon as they fucking give him a number, I'm getting one. I'm getting a J.J. McCarthy jersey as soon as they hit the shelves.
The minute I can tattoo another man's name on my body, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm gonna go to a game and try to sit as close to the tunnel as I can get. And when he runs by, I'm going to tell him to spit in my mouth. I'm fucking in, dude. I love football. It's fucking cool.
I don't want to be one of those people who, like, guesses his number and gets a custom, like, printed, like, you get McCarthy just printed on a random number. Uh-uh. I did wear my Kirk Cousins jersey for the last...
For me, it's got to be official or it's got to be nothing.
This time at the draft. That, I think I'm going to frame it. Nick the Milkman with $5 says, enough of the internet. I want your thoughts on the draft and the number of times you came after it.
J.J. McCarthy is 22 years old. Is that true? Holy shit. Holy shit. He gay. P. Diddy's like, damn.
Get to that right after we talk about the hard drive, getting you up to date on what's going on with the show and everything else.
Yeah, thanks for getting us in the loop on the hard drive. That was tough. That was a tough road to haul. But I'm glad we're caught up.
CVJ says Aaron gets a mani-pedi every Sunday evening. Ooh, that's fun. People can guess they can guess what the appointment is every Sunday.
I thought you had that's topics.
Ooh, Cheetos sent me the logo for Stoney's. Good, 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 good. Oh, people are... Oh, this is great.
We've noticed almost no foot traffic over here today at Stoney's. What's going on? Aaron didn't have the logo in the corner. So no one came by for our lunch specials. I mean, this logo in this corner has no effect on anyone's anything. What's going on? The logo to Stoney's for the corner. Our chef was sitting there all day today with just turkey paninis. No one was coming. I was out on the street looking at my watch, checking steel toe. I was like, no logo? Fuck!
People are sending...
No one's going to drive out here to Sauk Rapids to try Cheetos, turkey paninos.
Places that can recover my hard drive. Nice. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. April still listens to the show, says John Domingo. Oh, of course she does.
What?
April still listens. She tells me when she thinks I'm being mean. And I'm sitting here going, what the fuck do you... No, I'm not being mean. Like,
Oh, yeah, April still listens. She told you she didn't want to talk about the show anymore. Oh, no, she's a big... She actually became a VIP member again. So we just hit the goal, believe it or not. Thank you, Ape.
I think everybody who watches the show knows that I've been getting April's back throughout this whole thing.
No, really? Never her face?
And I think maybe she's a little sensitive after everything that's gone down.
No. You don't think she was sensitive before? You think she was normal, then quit, then got sensitive. Yeah, I think now that all this has gone down, she's a little sensitive. I think she's adding songs like Already Gone and Wish I Was Single and Drill Me Out Hard Boys to her playlist.
And maybe perceive some things as negative. I have absolutely gotten April's back in this whole thing. I'm a firm believer in what she's doing. I think it's going to make her better. I think it's made the show better. I think, you know, I've always said this. I don't want...
I can't wait to find out her new job. Holy shit. Will I be the first one in line for a waffle cone?
Unhappy campers in my tent. And if doing the show is causing people pain...
I've always said I don't want unhappy campers in my tent unless they're really, really young. And the reason they're unhappy is because my penis is inside of them.
And I don't want them to do it, not because I'm selfish and I'm this bad guy. I don't want them to be unhappy. If they come in and they're unhappy, they're...
Like if Aaron was a Boy Scout leader, you wouldn't let your children go off in the woods with him? Not even because you think he's going to fuck him, even though that is a real risk, judging by the facial hair. I don't think he could start a fire. I don't think he could tie a knot. I don't think he could pitch a tent.
Performance will suffer. They're not going to feel good. The show's going to be a little worse. And let's, you know, they love E.
The whole show is about the show. You know what the show's going to do next? Here's what the show's going to do.
If you will. I mean, how many second mics have we done that with? A ton of them over the years.
Yeah, April's not the first bitch we've kicked to the curb.
Where they're just like, I don't know, just for whatever reason.
Yeah, and then now we have the cream of the crop. Matt and Johnny. The Zinger Boys, as I like to call them. Zing, 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 zing. Never stopping, really, when you think about it, with the Zingers.
They just, nah, I don't want it. And I'm like, okay, no hard feelings. Go ahead. Kyle says, can we donate SpaghettiOs to the P.O. box? Dude, I fucking love SpaghettiOs.
We don't have a P.O. box. They don't have a P.O. box. They lost it. They don't have a website. They lost it. It's not going well.
I love that that became a bit. Kay McDuck, just talking to Kip. Oh, people are saying that I'm getting estrogen injections at 7 o'clock. That's what the 7 o'clock appointment is. Loaded Wrench says, I just started a rumor on your 7 p.m. AA meetings, just a heads up. No, I don't have Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Although if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Because I would respect the anonymity of the group. So there's really no surefire way for me to deny that, is there? That's a good fucking rumor to start. April's parents' hobby farm know he's going to get his ass kicked by another black guy. It was a white guy that kicked my ass.
Okay. This is funny because remember, Aaron Imholt has only fought twice in his career as a fighter. Aaron has two fights under his belt as a career fighter. Someone writes in, or another black, something about a black guy kicking your ass again. And Aaron says, no, it was a white guy who kicked my ass. Listen to it again.
He's going to get his ass kicked by another black guy. It was a white guy.
You're going to get your ass kicked by another black guy. And Aaron corrects him. No, it was a white guy. But watch this.
It kicked my ass. You get a colonic every Sunday. Rexstart parody account really wanted the Vikings to trade up to save Daniels from the Washington quarterback graveyard. We'll get there. Peter Sky Parker. He's still obsessed with the YouTube math. I'm trying to read it. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, boy. It's so...
It's the only time I take Mubi's side, by the way. Peter Sky Parker's a nightmare to deal with.
Easy, and he hasn't grasped it yet. Mr. St. Caesar says, Aaron, did you see Tony Khan call WWE the Harvey Weinstein of wrestling? I don't really care about Tony. I think that Tony Khan guy is kind of embarrassing. T. Jefferson says, that's one of the things I miss about April being gone. She helps balance you out in real time. LOL. Oh, shit. Patrick says, I know Aaron and April are going to couples therapy with Jesse Lee Peterson every Sunday. See, that's another good rumor to start.
Very cool.
Just couples therapy with Jesse Lee Peterson. Couples therapy, that's kind of a sad rumor to start. But the one with Jesse, that's pretty good. There's a St. Cloud speed dating event every Sunday at 7. I think people would be upset with me if I was going to speed dating. Why? Yo, April's parents hobby farm says, yeah, okay, a white guy with African heritage. No, the guy that bruised up my ribs? No, that was a white guy.
Okay, watch this.
April's parents hobby farm says, yeah, okay, a white guy with African heritage. No, the guy that bruised up my ribs? No, that was a white guy. Had about 9 rounds of kicking ass in me, and I was feeling really good the other week at sparring. So I went in there with this guy who had 11 pro fights, and oh, did he fucking kick the shit out of me. E.G.'s finger says, oh my God, you got your ass kicked? Yeah, when you box, sometimes you get your ass kicked. People have a hard time believing that.
Aaron's never won. Again, he's had 2 fights, and he's never won. 2 fights. One was a kid.
In a sport where people punch you, and you punch them back, sometimes you kick their ass. Sometimes you get your ass kicked.
Is that what the tattoo's going to say? Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Come on by sometime. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. Remember when he said that to me? I said, okay. And he's like, no.
Aaron is here for his weekly steel toe meetings, and he totally respects the animosity of the group. Officer Krupke says at 7 p.m. Sundays, I'm going to Narcissists Anonymous. No, we're too narcissistic to stay anonymous. That's the problem. Stevie J says karaoke every Sunday evening. That's my guess. Ooh, that would be a fun one. I might actually stop going if I can find a good karaoke spot at 7. Kyle says the Sartell VFW doesn't meet raffle at 7. Aaron is so full of shit. Mr. St. Caesar, Aaron is going to the equivalent of food AA meetings for the bread and queso addiction. Poop is Lube says they're talking about the
Poop is Lube.
Black that knocked you out. Oh, in my first fight.
Okay, here we go. Listen to this.
Poop is Lube says they're talking about the black that knocked you out. Oh, in my first fight. Yeah, I shouldn't have been nowhere near a boxing ring for that one.
Okay, so someone said, be careful or you're going to get knocked out by another black guy. Your immediate response to that, guy with 2 fights, whose first fight was a black guy who knocked him out. That was your first fight. A black guy knocked you out in your first fight ever. And then a comment in your chat room said, you're going to get knocked out by a black guy again. And your response was, no, he was white. No, he was white. What are you talking about, chat? We're talking about the black guy that knocked you out. What are you talking about? No, he was white. The guy who hurt my ribs? No, the black guy who knocked you out. The guy said you're going to get knocked out again by another black guy. Nah, the guy who hit my ribs was white. Great. We're talking about the black guy who knocked you out. Oh, the black guy who knocked me out? Oh, yeah, I should. Yeah, that happened. Right. Why didn't it ring a bell when we said it? How are these people's brains wired? Hey, remember that black guy that knocked you out? Nah, he was white. I saw the video. He was black. Dude, he was white. The guy who broke my ribs? No, the black guy that knocked you out. Oh, yeah, the black guy that knocked me out? Yeah, totally. What the fuck? How do you connect another thing? It's unreal. Remember when you were watching the BS show this morning? No. This morning, you were watching the BS show. No. Oh, I was watching the BS show. This morning? Yeah, totally. No, I thought you were talking about me when I was watching NLO. Like, why? I don't know how people's brain, it hurts my, I can't reconcile it. And I don't know why, and I don't know why it drives me nuts to try to figure out why other people can't think. I got to stop, maybe. I got to take a walk.
You really hurt my feelings on the show today?
No, honey, I wasn't being mean. Hobo Chili Recipe even said so.
Fine, from now on, you can lay on top of him for 7 seconds and then Yikes. Fall asleep.
Fine, from now on, you can lay on top of him for 7 seconds and then fall asleep. And then wake up sleepjacking. Jenna Lynn, thank you very much for your $20 towards the goal. That's amazing. We're really going to hit our nut. We're really going to make a fine nut paste.
I was not ready yet. Producer Robert.
The black guy that knocked me out. Yeah, what you said. It's like, yeah, that's what I said.
Says, I hear too much downloaded gay porn makes hard drives crash. Junior Coltrane, they're going to couples therapy with Jody Hillebrand. E. Gulag says, it's Minnesota. He was either extremely white or horrifically Somali. Now, explain to me the
30 minutes in, all he's done is read the chat. I mean, he wants you to believe he never reads the chat. They got too much prep for this.
Appearance that accounts for horrifically Somali. John Domingo says, Aaron is going on how to make money via YouTube, taught by Kevin Brennan. Oh, no, I know that class. You just let people shit on the person next to you on the screen, and you only read from the people who give you money. I don't know, just seems kind of cheap. Even cheaper than e-begging. T. Jefferson says, sometimes you're the ass whooper, sometimes you're the ass whoopee. You're undefeated, not enough fights. Yeah, if you're undefeated in boxing, it means you haven't challenged yourself.
I mean, tell that to Mayweather. What's wrong with you?
Or you're Floyd Mayweather and you're crazy fucking good.
Right. But, okay.
Oh, no. Do you know why we have nobody watching us on Rumble?
Oh, no. Because you're not good? Because you suck? Because you're bad?
Oh, no.
I put it on the wrong fucking channel. I put it on the channel you make to sign up your account and not the channel you make. Oh, God, what a fucking idiot. Whoopsie daisy. Oh, well. I was wondering. I was like, we have like 10, 15 times the amount of people on Rumble usually, even at 5 o'clock on a Sunday. I put it on the wrong channel. Shit.
Pro show. Even if you did it, this is how you would handle it on a pro show.
Ms. Lube says, I know horrifically black would be a purple one. That's all I know. Fair enough. Kyle says, the hard drive crashed because the amount of saved potato salad recipes. I like that one. You just used Rumble. How could you? I know, I fucked it up. Why is the only show that doesn't show chats on screen, says Kipson? Because it's not that big of a... Go in the chat if you want to read the chat. Stevie J says, every streamer complains...
Why are you the only show that doesn't show chats on stream?
Because it's not that big of a... Go in the chat if you want to read the chat. Stevie J says, every streamer complains about that same thing on Rumble. Really? Now, I... No, well, I think what no. it is you just... If you set it to that, you weren't paying attention. So that's my fault. I can't sit here and say, oh, no, that's fucking Rumble's bullshit. I'm retarded. That's all it is. Neat Trump says you just need to have yourself an old fashioned. So Thursday, I go out with my friends. And I go and I have.
It sounds like you're making it up now.
We went and did the draft thing and all that. And I took Friday off.
Totally.
We tried to advertise as many times a week in advance, you know, hey, we're not going to be here Friday. It's just not happening and so on and so forth. And we still had people Friday going, where's the show? I don't.
Yeah, because you got to post something Friday morning. Idiot. I mean, you're dumb.
I don't know where the show is. Why isn't he on? Did he sleep in? It doesn't matter how many times you say you're not going to be on that Friday. Just some people, you know, not everybody can listen all 4 hours every single.
My people know better. Everybody but Flat Cat. By the way, are we going to, Flat Cat and I will probably hook up in Hackamania, right? We've been giving each other, you know, we've been flirting. I've unblocked her now for a few weeks. So, I think Flat Cat and I will probably tongue kiss and do some light over the clothes stuff.
Single day. But we went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the draft, like true sports fans.
Dope.
In Blaine, Minnesota. And my buddies are all ordering beers and whatever. And I'm like, I'll have a Woodford Reserve Old Fashioned. And like four dudes all groaned at once. Like, and I just asked the server, I'm like, am I being a pain in the ass? Like, is that a problem? I wanted an Old Fashioned. It would be nice. She's like, no, that's.
Am I being a pain in the ass?
Totally fine. Just because you heathens are all swilling beer during the draft, I want to have a nice bourbon beverage with a little sweetness to it. Fuck me for asking.
And then I asked them if they could just splash it on my back instead of me drinking it. I'll bend over and you guys just ride on the small of my back next to the tattoo.
Well, I choked down about three Old Fashions and a couple of beers while the Vikings were drastically improving their lot in life. I know a lot of people have been asking me. They said, Aaron, you should have done a show. You should have been doing a show on Friday to talk about the Vikings draft. Sorry. It was in the cards that I was drinking, staying out, and I wasn't doing a show.
It was in the cards.
I will say this. That draft, beautiful. Couldn't have been better. I mean, even the later rounds, we got a corner who looks like he can contribute right away. We got a kicker. Alabama's kicker. If he starts, another starter you got in the draft in like the fourth round. Got two guys who are going to contribute right away. I'm excited. I know some people. He's like 250 pounds, runs a four. And of course, we got Joe. So, look, man, I can't be happier with how that. I know some people shit on it. Some people are saying you overpaid for all the picks. You can't be last show. Okay. I see you aren't on. I thought you would be. I checked Twitter in the last few minutes of your last show. Okay. Were they virgin Old Fashions? No, they were not virgin Old Fashions. Did you like the draft picks? Yes, I loved the draft picks.
I love the draft picks. Draft picks rule. Here's Del Dog selling it up. Holy shit. All right, we're down to four squares. Welcome to the Squareathon. We're trying to wrap up the squares before the end of the month. Last week really fucked us. We have four squares left. Welcome to the Squareathon, guys. And again, I don't want to wrap them all up today. We got to save some for tomorrow. It's got to be a perfect landing, you know, to really stick it to John.
Fill some holes. Loved them.
Thank you, Dill Dog. Thank you. By the way, were there any new people to go on the honor rolls tonight? Dill Dog, were you already on it? Yeah, I think you're already on it, but I need to write that down just in case. Dill Dog. These guys are great. These guys are great. I'm going to be so fucking rich, dude. I'm going to be fucking loaded, bro.
Oh, God, I keep losing my goddamn chat. There we go. Kyle says, to Aaron, an old-fashioned is when you let the Vietnam vet jerk you off behind the golden tea machine. That, I mean, that's incredibly descriptive. Because back in the slave days, part of the recent... I'm not standing with Jimmy the Greek. I'm not... I'm not... I mean, clash is going to be. Kyle says between 12 and 2, I was blackout drunk and lost $800 called high. I just feel like bring up the internet, but it doesn't. I really hate to bother the people who think they're bothering, but you know, it's the old Don Draper thing. I don't think about you at all. Oh, Dario Delfino, Aaron the Greek has controversial views. No, see, people are calling me Jimmy the Imholt. com/Steel Toe Morning Show, and we put the members only show on there, and we put some clips on there.
Patreon.com/Steel Toe Morning Show. Let's go see. Patreon.com/Steel Toe Morning Show. What the fuck? Doesn't exist. Wow. So I gotta search. Steel Toe. Members. Oh no. 26 paid members. $107 a month. By the way, how's Zumok doing? Zumok. Oh no. 138 members, 88 paid members. He's almost making $300 a month. Guys, what about MLC podcast? He hides it, huh? Oh, you don't want nobody to see. Wow. All right, well, there you go. Tippy top secret.
That don't make it up to the YouTube page or anywhere else. Some exclusive stuff. Chris says, I'm still trying to figure it out. Victoria, see, when you guys crosstalk with each other, I'm less likely to read it. I wish Aaron would give us a show overview like Blade. Who's Blade? At the beginning of the show. I mean, I usually put, what do you call it? A list of what we're talking about on the, what do you call it?
All you do is talk to the chat.
In the description. That's pretty good, right? Or what do you want, Chris? You want like a little scroll down here? Like, here's what we're doing today?
Yeah. Yep, that is what we want. Please make him do that. I want the green screen and I want the scroll.
Something like that? Maybe.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Kay McDuck says, Aaron, some of us would like an agenda of sorts to feel more connected to the flow of the show. Can you give us a rundown of today's topics? No. Because this is the members only show. This is just a 1 hour bullshitting session with the chat.
Unlike our normal, really tight Monday through Friday programs.
That's all. This is just a one, like, the members only show is just catching up with you guys, talking a bunch of horse shit. It's not like the morning shows or the evening shows where it's...
where it's just segment, produced.
It's heavily planned out. You're
heavily planned. That's how people describe Steel Toe.
Coming for the wrong reason.
Heavily, this is our only non-heavily planned show.
It's in that case. Dario Delfino says, today's topic's the superiority of the black athlete. No! That's not even that. From an entertainment standpoint, it's very entertaining. From a technical boxing standpoint, it's been addressed. Agenda, that's all. We love it. Aaron wins too much of you. I don't know how silly this all is. I laugh at it all. I have fun with it. And then they all go, oh, he just thinks he's winning all the time. No, I know there's no game. That's the difference. Kay McDuck says, why is autism an insult to you, Aaron? Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's April rumors, guys, I've addressed them all.
Ooh. He's getting worn down a bit.
Just relax. I've addressed them all. If you haven't heard them, go back to the other shows. We're moving
on. What's April doing all day? Cutting? You know, I mean, she's filling out applications at gas stations. What is she doing? I got a job at Zales.
On, guys. Dario Delfino says Aaron versus Pat Dixon with Gino and his corner man. Oh, Pat would get fucked up. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. I'd fuck up all these guys. And I don't say that as a brag, like I'm a tough guy. I can fuck them up. I should. If I were to lose to any of these guys, it should be remarkably embarrassing.
Whoa!
Yeah! You said the secret word! Sing for me. It would be like if I went, oh man, I'm gonna install a floor better than that carpenter. Well, no, he's gonna fuck me up. That's what he does. Oh. To the onion pachyderm, very funny. Peter Sky Parker, Aaron, there are a lot of smoking hot broads in here who would die for an opportunity to date you. The sooner you admit to being single, the sooner you can allow this love to blossom or whatever. I'm really sorry to disappoint so many people. Kyle says, Aaron versus Melton in a stair climb. Does he get to use his stair lift? Because if he does, I might be in trouble. Matt Joe says, no one wants to be a tradesman. Shut up. D. Gulag with a good point. Pat Dixon may not fight me. He prefers punching women. That's what I hear.
What is this little look away he does when he thinks he's getting somebody? That's what I hear. And then watch him.
A good point. Pat Dixon may not fight me. He prefers punching women. That's what I hear.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
That's the rumor. All right, what do we got? About 15 minutes left in tonight's members only show. Remember, this will be going members only after the stream is over. So go ahead, become a member of this show. Either level you want to is fine.
He's fine if you give him any amount of money, as long as you give him money.
Also, we're rebuilding our drops. Anybody who throws in $5 this week. Can go ahead and throw in a request.
Anybody who gives $5 gets to name nuggets of my poop all week long. I'll take a photo of every dollop of shit that falls out of my ass. And you can name it and put little googly eyes on it and a bow tie.
For a drop, and we'll grab it for you. And we'll get it on there. That works so far. What I have written down is gay men. Just gay men on a piece of paper. Kyle with a good point. Who the fuck is Pat Dixon? You know what I really love?
That is a great point. It's a really good point when you think about it.
I love when, like, people go like, oh, Steel Toe does such good numbers on Rumble, but Rumble's all fake. They're all just pumped up numbers. And then they all go to Rumble and their numbers go lower than they are on YouTube. That's funny. That's interesting. I thought they were all fake. I mean, if they're all fake, you should all be doing killer fucking amazing numbers. Maybe you guys just don't do real shows and people outside of that drama community don't give a fuck. So when you go to Rumble, they actually don't find your shit interesting.
Then why wouldn't you be on Rumble all the time? You negate everything you say by number 1A, June 19th, 2023. You, yourself, admitting Rumble numbers are fake. And then when you got kicked off and went and had a meeting with them, your numbers went up right away. Huh. I do wonder, man. I do wonder what could be going on. Huh. Huh. Number two, you know, if you thought for one fucking minute, truthfully, that you do better on Rumble, you'd only be on Rumble. But you ain't. You ain't. And that's how we know. That's how we know you're full of shit. You're on YouTube.
Why you're not on the front page. That's why you're not. What are we?
You're not on the front page. Ever. Ever. Somebody sent me a screenshot. You ever see Steel Toe on the front page of Rumble? I dare you. I dare you. You're not. You're not. You're dreaming, boyo.
Number two in podcasts on Friday when we're up there? Sorry. Again, it's not fake viewership. It's just
am I going to have to do this? This is the same song and dance he said about YouTube last year. So now we've blasted him out of the water on YouTube. And now he's going, yeah, the real boys come over to Rumble and play. Am I going to have to do this? Are we going to have to do Rumble Fridays to just fuck him up? I have nothing else to do. So, yeah. I guess we'll go over there and we'll Rumble Friday. Yeah. I guess. I can't. Everything he says is such horseshit. I bet within 6 months. I mean, he's just so full of shit.
Some people in different places like different things.
Could it be that only the big boys play over on Rumble? It's like, definitely not, faggot. Definitely not. That's definitely not it, loser. I don't know. Could it be that over on Rumble, we're a real community with real fans who like real radio shows? It could be, but it's not. But it's not.
I think it's funny to watch these guys who go, Rumble, fake numbers. And then their numbers are shit.
You know they're... Again, somebody go pull it. June 19th, morning show. Him saying Rumble numbers are bullshit and fake. It's so retarded. Now you're a loser if you say that.
Like, well, now you've just backed yourself into a serious corner.
Okay. Okay, I guess Rumble Fridays for NLO. Every fucking Friday. I'll do it.
Susanna's Newport says, Stuttering John versus Shuley is the fight that should happen. Aaron versus Melton. I've tried so many times.
I know. Melton just won't do it. He's such a pussy. That's what happened, right?
Whenever I come up with a good scenario, he doesn't follow up. He doesn't say yes. People go, oh, he said yes before. No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't. No, he didn't. Nobody's ever produced footage of that. We all know. I issued the challenge. He never answered. I've tried millions of times to get him to come do it, and he just backs down. We all know that's what happened. There's no proof otherwise anywhere on the net.
I have never heard from him. He has never reached out to me and said, I accept, let's do this, blah, blah, blah. Because we could get it set up easily. Don't know what to tell you, guys.
I don't know what to tell you, guys. Turns out we already met, fought, and I won. I forgot about that. I forgot I already fought him and declared myself the winner. Steve C., $2. Thanks so much. NLO Rumble Fridays. You're doing the Lord's work. I will. I will do it.
Your hero's a chicken shit.
Your hero? That's what I'm talking about. I'm no one's hero. That's so insane. Can I just be a show you watch? I'm even friends with a lot of you. I've met you. Your hero. Your hero's a coward. I can be a hero, baby.
April's Parents Hobby Farm says, haven't listened forever. Did you cover the death of Cabby? We did talk about it one show for a little bit.
Oh, God. I can't. We'll be back in the morning. We're going to try to not do as much steel too. I don't know how we do none. Because I'm sure between now and then, I'm sure the night show tonight has, you know, just mountains of gold. And then the morning show, he's the perfect locale because it's just put the dial anywhere and he's just full of shit. It's great. It's great. Everyone, thanks for helping us get caught over. We're going to have 4 squares to flip over tomorrow for our final day. I hope you can join us in the morning to help us get that done on the last day of April. The last day of April was really the first day of April, if you think about it. You know what I mean? We got him. Confirmed. All right. We'll see you in the morning, okay? And when we do, we got to knock these squares out and help the transition of night come to its full realization. You know what I mean? We really, really are going to have to do that. Unquenchable fire.
Patrick, see if you go who puts through the road, Rumpel, I bet you get
K viewers. 666K viewers. That's a good point. Thanks to our executive producer tonight, Shane M1980. We could not do the program without high rollers like yourself. So thanks so much for giving to the program and all the other high rollers who went ahead and contributed to us this month as well. April's been great. You're very, very awesome. And thank you so much for doing that. You definitely didn't have to, but you all damn did. And then Dildog KB and Sharon C., you'll be added on there. It'll sync up later. It's already been done. So we'll see that. That'll get done. Is there anything else that I'm missing? I know a super chat came in and it hasn't synced over to the super tip system yet. Why is that slower, Moody? It just pulls less often? We don't want to run out of API calls on the back end between the shut up. Get your Hackamania tickets. We're officially 1 month out. We are officially 1 month out, baby. We're doing it. We're doing it. We want to see you there. Joey C's promised me and reassured me he's not causing any problems. That video was old. It wasn't real. So that's a fact, and we'll definitely not. I'll just put this up. Steve C, Chad will be doing Rumble Fridays in three Fridays. Wow, I didn't know Melton was doing that. I didn't even know Melton was doing that. Jeez. Hype train? No, I invented that. I invented the hype train. That was mine all along, completely. Totally. Yeah. Hit the like button!
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
Comedy hasn't hit them yet, they're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss, are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet, they're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy, Patrick Melton, Melton faces have you stacking, and the low point is the low point, not the reason.